The government in Victoria is wondering if we've given up. What's our answer? Are we ready on this day, on this important day, to say we are going to stand up and not back down? Let's understand today. As we stand here today, we have a long, long history behind us in this province, in this country, and this world. This is May Day. This is the day we remind governments like Gordon Campbell's and employers like health authorities and employers like the forest companies and the mining companies that it is working people who make this world work. This is the day that we remember that this holiday was created because 8 women garment workers were burned to death in a factory where the doors were locked. And to remember today, since that day, that when we celebrate working women and men, we celebrate the courage of women. The courage of the 5 women who were arrested in Victoria, those 5 women who stood up and said to Gordon Campbell and to the Liberals, you cannot close down women's centres. That's a crime against every woman in this province and every British Columbian. Courageous healthcare workers and women healthcare workers I've been meeting day after day on picket lines, who are not only standing up for their jobs, their families, and their rights, they're standing up for a decent public health care system for every British Columbian. I have a message for those women today, a message for health care workers in the province who are facing a huge challenge, that the rest of the labor movement and the officers who are standing up here on the stage get it, that healthcare workers are not alone. We are together today. Why do we understand this? Why is there such an uprising about what's going on? Because the most basic right that a worker can have is the right to respect and dignity. And in Victoria, they don't understand respect or dignity, and we have to teach them. There is nothing. And I say to other British Columbians who wonder what's going on, think about this. In Bill 37, there is nothing to do with respect for healthcare workers. Bill 37 takes away 15% of healthcare workers' wages, makes it retroactive, and then, after doing that, sends healthcare workers back to work to be fired. We have to stand together. We have to find the answer so that healthcare workers can walk in with their heads held high and know they have a right to a job at decent pay. The press. Oh, I love the press. We know what's going on out there. We know and we understand that on the first day they said it was the healthcare workers. And on that day when they ruled down Bill 37, on that day, all the dams in this province and electrical workers in this province walked off the job and said, enough was enough. And on the next day, when people were saying, what's going to happen next? What will be the response of working people in this province? The response was very clear. 30,000 municipal workers. The healthcare workers, 30,000 people who take care of people in this province, walked off the job. School board workers walked off the job and said they're not alone. they said that, well, then it's only public sector workers who are inside. And so then how did they explain that the next day the pulp mills started shutting down in Quesnel and in Prince George? Plywood plant shut down, shipyard shut down. Sisters and brothers, let's be clear about this. This is not about one group of workers or another group of workers. This is about every worker in this province and our right to respect and dignity. This is tough times. Let's understand that. But I want to make a pledge to you today. A pledge to you today that we are going to fight. And all of the offices of the Federation and every union, and we have our differences at times. We're on the same page. We're on the same page this time, folks. And let me say to the employers of this province, to the employers of this province who have decided this is their government, they better get on the phone and start talking to their government and tell them to fix this problem, because we're not going away. I've talked to many officers about what's going on. When we needed other support, Brother Coles made sure the pulp mills were there. I talked to Brother Hangert, and I asked him for the support of woodworkers in this province. And let me assure you today that on Monday morning in this province, if we haven't got an agreement to solve this problem, significant portions of the forestry industry in this province will not be working, and those people will be with the HEU. Let me say, on Monday morning in this province, there will be a lot. Wait a second, I understand what you're saying. Let's understand that, let's be smart. Let's make sure that this is escalating action. Let's make sure we're united, and we're united to keep turning up the heat. And that's what we're doing. And does that include job action? Yes, it does, sisters and brothers. But we'll do this well, so that the victim of this is Gordon Campbell and the Liberals. Let me say that this isn't just about public health care and about respect. It's about a government that tears up collective agreements for a lot of workers. It's about a government that believes building the province means selling the province. A government that said, let's sell the Coquihalla. And what did we say? No, and it wasn't sold. And we can celebrate that. A government that said we shouldn't pay liquor store workers decent wages to sell liquor in our province and control that substance. And what did we say? No. And those liquor stores belong to the public still. We have to be clear. This battle won't be won in one day or one week or one month. The people that came before us in the labor movement have fought many of these battles and will keep fighting them. And as much as I like to tell my kids so he'd listen, he's going to keep fighting them too. But at the end of the day, this is a profound movement we are part of. Something to be proud of. Proud of all of us today, but proud of all that we do every day. I want to thank all of you for what you do every day. And when I hear Gordon Campbell talking about how patients are being affected, kids will be affected, let me say to Gordon Campbell, if you'd done your job, we wouldn't be here today. Let me say to Gordon Campbell, you cannot talk about patient care when I go to the hospital, but we use the healthcare system. We don't go in the emergency room looking for Gordon Campbell or Colin Henson. We go in there looking for healthcare workers, and thank you very much, healthcare workers, for doing that. So let's stick together. Let's make sure we have the discipline to do this well. We're fighting a big battle here. Those folks are tough, but let me say, sisters and brothers, we're tougher. And let's do the job. Thank you very much. Fight on.